Good evening. It is Thursday, the 1st of December, and I suppose you would call this day 31 of Napod Pomo. Now, I'm sure you're wondering why I've come back, other than the fact that I said I would. And that is, there's been a lot of a suggestion that I'm nothing more than a 2-bit podcaster. Well, actually, I'm a 5-bit podcaster. Now, you have to be a geek to get that joke, but if you look up how many values a 5-bit binary word can take, then you'll kind of understand why I've done 32 shows. Yes. Anyway, I thought I'd come back today and just give you a few facts and figures on this year's Napod Pomo. So 30 main shows in total. I played 10 songs, which is 10 more than I originally intended to. I had to re-record 4 shows because the recording console that I used decided that it didn't like what I was doing and thought I had to start again. The longest show I produced was 9 minutes and 58 seconds. And there were a lot of those because that was actually the maxed out length of my audio, the jingles that I'd set up for it. The shortest show was 5 minutes and 58 seconds. And the average length of show was 8 minutes and 16. Now, that may not be of much interest, but it's kind of a an interesting insight into how much work has actually gone into doing this, in that between the days of 1st and 30th of November, 1st and 30th of November, that is, not including day zero or today, that's 4 hours and 8 minutes and 14 seconds of recorded audio, which is actually quite a bit. So, I suppose what's next? Am I going to carry on doing this? The answer is no. However, I do know at least one podcaster that is actually going to carry on with the Napod Pomo for at least the next 2 weeks, and that's the French guy from Switzerland over at frenchguy.ch. He's doing some, I think he said he can do another 2 weeks worth of shows, but he's doing them in French, being that he is French. So you can't really argue with that. But for me, this is kind of, I don't know, fuel my desire stroke need stroke obligation to submit more shows for the community podcast that I'm a part of. So the first one being CC Jam. Now, I've just taken over production duties for CC Jam, which is basically where you, the listener, submit details to be made into a podcast. So the way that works is that you submit 2 tracks of music. Don't have to be Creative Commons, but we do need explicit permission to play them if they're not. And then you record a short segment that gets played between the 2 songs, where you introduce the songs and explain why you like them and tell us a bit about the artist. So anybody can get involved in that, and I would certainly invite you to do so. So if you go over to ccjam.otherside.network, then you'll find all the details over there of how to submit your shows to us. Now, the second of the 2 community podcasts that I am a part of is Hacker Public Radio. Now, despite the name, it's nothing nefarious. The true sense of the word hacker is basically somebody who makes do with what they've got. So hacking can be physical, it can be code-based, it could be absolutely anything. Say, for example, let me look around, what have I got? I have a USB stick here, a memory stick, 128 megabytes. Wow, that was a lot back in the day. And I need to hold a door open with it because it's wedge-shaped. If I hold this door open with this USB stick, that's a hack because it's basically using something either for the purpose for which it wasn't intended, or the purpose for which it was designed. Now, the whole concept of hacking is very wide and varied. And I've done a couple of shows for Hacker Public Radio already, one of which was me walking down the road with my son. Was it my son or were they the daughters? I can't remember now. Just talking about nothing. And it was very well received. The second one I did was actually a What's in My Bag episode, where I showed you what I was taking to Podcrawl back in August of this year. But there are people on there, because the shows come out every day, and there are people on there who are telling you how to change oil in a car, how they make coffee, how to write a shell script to automate something, how they first got into podcasting, how they first got into Linux, how they first got into board games. I think I mentioned board games in one of my episodes. So there's one chap, Klaatu, who's doing a whole series on tabletop board games. So there's a lot of stuff in there. If you go over to hackerpublicradio.org, you can listen to any of the shows that have been produced there. And like I say, the new one comes out every day. So I'm going to try, and I've got a good number of ideas in my head of the kind of things I could do a show about. And every time a new show gets produced, I'm like, I could do one of those. But I just didn't get around to it. But I've kind of proven to myself over the last month that actually I do have the time to do these. They don't take long to produce. They take as long as they take to record, plus about 10, 15 minutes. So if I'm recording a 10-minute show, that takes about half an hour to produce, which actually is not that long a time. So that's kind of what I'm going to be doing, and I'm going to be trying to submit to those projects a little bit more frequently than I currently do, which is currently never. Yes, indeed. Anyway, that's it for me. Excuse me, I'm going to stop waffling now. I want to say thank you again to everybody who's listened to this, for being there and for taking this journey along during the month of November. Thank you again to anybody who's contributed, questions asked, comments made, just a hey, I'm listening. Thank you to Jeff Oster and Nara Rogers for allowing us to use their track Next as the theme tune for this project. Find out more about Jeff Oster over at jeffoster.com. Find out more about Nile Rogers all over the world. He's big, big, famous bloke. Once again, thank you to you. It's been a wonderful journey, and I couldn't have done it without you. So, I'll catch you soon.